Last year, I gave a very quick overview of a very complex topic that involves countless sugyos and shas. I didn't want to go into it totally and completely, but just to give you a picture. And today I'll hazard over to try to make it clear. The pashtus of the sugya, according to many Rishonim, is that the case that we are dealing with here is a case of there is a chazaka on the house, and it's that it's eino boduk. And that is not so simple as the Pnei Yehoshua raises the question. It means Mishnah says that based on an olive, mokum shmachnisim bo chometz, it's chayiv in bedika. Now, for instance, my dining room is a mokum shmachnisim bo chometz. But once I have a chiyah bedika in my dining room, I have a chiyah bedika of chorus and stokim, looking at every nook and cranny of that of my dining room. Now, if I say mokum shmachnisim bo chometz, I wasn't machnasid the chorus of stokim. So why is that included? The answer is very, very simple. That the din of bedikas chometz is to make my bayis a bayis boduk. And once my bayis is bayis boduk, the Mishnah says that test from an aleph, until I know the chometz was their vadai, it remains a bayis boduk. Every shosha, I don't have to worry about. There's a chazok on the house. The chiyuv of bedikas chometz is to be machzik the bayis as a bayis boduk. That's why Rashi says there's the similarity between mezuzah. The Gemara and the Havamina have the similarity between mezuzah and bedikas chometz. It's a chovas bias. Who has the chovas bias? The socher masker. Then the Gemara says, no, it's a different thing entirely. What is the halacha? The halacha is that mezuzah chovas hadarhu. Rashi said it's shomer him. Tosa says because the use of the machayev is not the owning of the house, it's the using of the house. And so therefore it depends on Kinyan Tashmish. And not only on Kinyan Tashmish, on actual Tashmish. And the actual Tashmish, HaMachayev, is the Socha. But the Havamina of the Gemara was that it's a Chovas Bayis, because the Chiyuv is to make my Bayis a Bayis Boduk. And therefore I have a Bayis that's not Boduk. And since it's a mokum shmachnis and bochometz, we have is chazak yisura. The question is, in the Gemara here, very clearly says that, and I'll read the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Gemara says,
If I rent it on the 14th,
and renting it on the 14th means that the masker has the chiyuv to do it, it's his mitzvah. Can I rely that it's Baduk, or I have a Chiyav Bedika, because I don't know whether he did it? Morris says, Lamai Nafka Amina, what's the difference? Lishalai, ask him. Delesa Lahaydi Lishalai. He's not here. That means, now, what is the halacha here? What is happening here? And Rishonim make a major issue here. I read to you the Gra last week. Yesterday. What is that? That is a chazaka, and the Gemara says, is a chazaka of Zrizim. I call Zrizim Eitzel B'dikas Chometz. We'll see in a while how the Rabbeinu David understood that. But the question is, I have a house that was a Mokum Machnes in Boshav. There was Chometz there during the year. And now I have a chazaka that the owner, the maskir, did a bedikah, and he's around. Do I have to ask him, or I didn't have to ask him? This is the question the Gemara says, I have to ask him. So here we get into the question of the Gemara in Chulin, Dav Gimel Amid Beis, and all the Rishonim there. And the major problem in Rishonim, it's in Simen Aleph and Yoredeus Sif Aleph. It goes like this. We have a halacha, the Gemara in Chulin, Dav Tesom Amid Aleph. That an animal, when it's alive, is also either because of Eva Menachai or because of Enos of Vuach. So, and if I have a sofik where the Shechita was done properly, so because of the Cheskes Isser, what's the halacha? It remains also until I know, Shebavadei Nishchita. How is the So I need a vaday and a shechita. That's one halacha the Gemara Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amid Bey says as follows. That let's say I see someone shecht. Hakol shecht. It's the Mishnah. Hakol shecht. And he looks like a nice Orthodox Jew. But I don't know. He knows shechita. He doesn't know shechita. Where it says there's a row of Rov Matunets of Shechita Mumchaim. People know the seriousness of a Shechita. They're not going to get involved in Shechita unless they know how to Shecht. It's one Gemara. Another Gemara says, let's say he knows Shechita, but this may be his hand slipped, the Ilufe. Ilufe lo chashin. I don't have to worry about Iluf. Now the question is, all Rishonim confronted themselves. Okay, this Rav Mitzvah a Shechita Mumchaim. So, what does that mean? So, I see someone shecht. If all of a sudden he disappears, and I don't know whether or not he knew Inyan Shechita, he knew Hilcha Shechita, he knew the Maisa Shechita. I don't know. I can rely on that Rav and I can eat the meat. But here comes Rav Rubim Shirishonim and says, no, but if he's around, I have to ask him. Even though I can rely on that Rav to be motzi min hachazaka, to say it's vaden yishchata, if he's around, I still have to check. Take a look in the Ramban. Take a look in the Rajba. The Rajba in the beginning of Torah Sabayis first says it very, very, talks about it at length. And they give the following hesber. And that following hesber is as follows. There are two types of rov. There's a mir hamotzui and a mir chain hamotzui. In a mir chain hamotzui, the mir is so small that there's not even a latest asafik and I don't have to check. Nothing. And how big that is, you'll see in a second. Amir HaMotzui, there's a latest HaSofik. So whenever I have a Sofik, Halacha is, it's based on the Rajba, in the name of the Raven, in Nida. Says it very, very, very clearly. The Rajba, Dafnun Vobam, it's based in Nida. In the name of the Rav, it says, a suffix that I can check out, it's not even a suffix. So there's a latest suffix, and I can check it out. So I have no right to use the Dine suffix at all. The Dine suffix when there's a genuine suffix. If it's just a question, am I asking a person? Not a genuine suffix. Bamed Verma, there's a latest suffix. Latest suffix, Sheochel is bar. The whole Din suffix falls apart, and I can't apply Rov. Rov only applies when there's a Din suffix. In a Mio chain of Motsui. There's no letters of Suffolk. No letters of Suffolk. So I don't even have to check. But this is what all these Rishonim have. That's how they say it. And what is one of the big riyas that they bring to this? The Gemara Psochem Dav Dalet, that even though there is a Cheskes Yisr, the bias is becheska, say no bodok. Still, even though it's Cheskas Isser, still, what do we have? You have to ask. You can use a chazaka. Hakol's reason made some bdikas chametz. He's around. You have to ask him. And the same thing is Hakol. Same thing about Rabbi Tzuniyes Shchita Mumchaim. Same thing. It's an absolutely parallel sugya. Complete. Walks in the Ra'ah and says no. Ra'ah says no. There's a Gemara in Yevamis that disagrees. The Gemara in Yevamis is Daf Kuf Tez Vov. The Gemara says like this. No, excuse me, it's not Kuf Tes Vav. It is Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes. There's a woman, a man is married to two women. He goes on a trip with his wife, one wife, far away, loses all contact with his first wife. He's there a number of years. And when he left, he had no children. Now, and someone comes, an aide comes and says, tells this woman, your husband, Mace. Now, she doesn't know if he had children or if he didn't have children. The difference is whether she needs chlitza from his brother or she doesn't need chlitza from his brother. If he didn't have children when he was off in the Medina Sayyam, so she needs chlitza, she can't get married. She gets married. If he had children, she's in regular almana, she can get married. So the Gemara goes like this. She had a chazaka. She is omedes liyibum. Because when he left, she didn't have any children. And since at that point, she had a chazaka of omedes liyibum and yasur l'shuk. Now, that's one thing. On the other hand, a man's there for a number of years with his wife. Rov noshim misabros v'yoldos. Most women who are living with their husbands within a certain amount of period of time are going to get pregnant and have a child. So if I go with a rov, she was misaber, she got pregnant, and then a baby was born. However, there's a miut that are mapilos of the women who live with their husbands who get pregnant. There's a certain percentage of pregnancies that end up in miscarriages. Gemara says, smoch miyutu l'chazaka. So therefore, if it was just a plain rov noshim misarbos v'yoldos, so I could rely on that rov. And say, okay, so that cancels out her cheskas chazoka, she's omedes seyubim, and she can get married. But we say, smoch miyut lo chazoka, there's a miyut of women who miscarry. We take that miyut and we combine it with the chazoka, and we have a palga 50-50. Now, is this a good comparison? Not a good comparison. Rishonim go to town on this. And the Ritvan Chulin himself discusses it at great length. The Ra'ah thought it's a good comparison. So what does he say? He says, what do you see? What do you see from that Gemara? See, one a very simple thing from that Gemara, says the Ritvan. That if there's a rove, sometimes the rove functions with Torah's Vada. Sometimes there's a miut, and that miut is enough to create a suffix, and that means it's not a good enough to work against the chazok. A chazok requires to cancel out a chazok, you need a vadai. Says the Ra'ah. And the halacha of smoke miut al chazaka says, as long as there's a miut that's significant, that and that miut is significant, means the rov is not b'toras vade. And therefore, so too, in the case of shechita, yes, there's a rov. Rov matzuneitz shechita mumchein, but it doesn't function b'toras vadai. That is what the Ra'os says. And the Ritz of the Talmud of the Ra'os agrees with him. But then they bump into a problem. What to do with our sugya? To take a look at the Rashba says, wait one second. There is a machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachomim. Chayshina l'miyuta, alo chayshina l'miyuta. Now, that Gemara is talking only Lufi Reb Meir. What does Reb Meir say? Reb Meir is of the opinion that if you have a chazaka, and there's a latest hasafik, you can't rely on a rov. You're choshish for the meter. That is the sheet of Reb Meir. But we paskin against Reb Meir. What are we paskin? And here, and what is the machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachom? Because I confront myself with a rov. I can then, if I can check, I'm a choyev to check. But if I can't check, Torah says rely on Rov. Why? B'Torah's vada, or B'Torah's Safek, and therefore, B'Torah's Safek, Torah says you can rely on the Rov. That is, says the Rashba, the machlokas between the between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. In a miyat chain of Motsui, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Beis and Beis Stam Safek Daim Igmarer says even Reb Meir is not chosh. There's no Safek. Reb Meir says the moment there's a latest Safek, Rov doesn't tell me it's a Vaday. Rov says it's a Safek, but I can rely on Rov. He says when do I do that? I can do that if I'm not against the Chazaka, but if I'm against the Chazaka, I need a Vaday. And comes along the Chachamim and say we disagree with you. It is B'Torah's Vaday. The Rov tells me I can assume B'Torah Zvadeh, and if I can assume B'Torah Zvadeh, it cancels out the Chazaka. This is the machlokas between how the Rashba and the Ra'ah view the situation. And the Rashba comes in with a massive kash against the Ra'ah. He comes in with a massive kash against the Ra'ah. I will sug you. He has to ask him. Take a look there in the Gra that I read you last time. That the Gros says, what is Haraya, the Raya, for the Rashba against the Ra'ah, is the Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. That is, now, the Ritva here in Pesachim says, you know, this is a very big kasha against the position I had in Chulin where I was following my Rebbe, the Ra'ah. Says v'tzrichim l'chalek. We have to l'chalek between chazokas. He doesn't tell you how. It's a problem. I agree with the problem. There's a chilek, and I'm not going to tell you what. And he leaves it low up in the air. If you take a look, for instance, in the Ran on our sugya, Ran says, "Yes, I discussed this at length, Bar and Chulin. This is the same thing as the Gemara and Chulin, and this is the proof that in the case of Rov matzuneitz shechut mumchein, you have to check." And this was, I outlined yesterday. Now we come to another very important inyan. There are a number of shas and yonim here. I want to do them, not skip over them. I'd like you to be familiar with all the various stodim here, at least superficially. And then, Me'etz Hashem, when you get to another period of shas, you'll be able to really build on it. The Gemara says like this. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Omri Hani. How come I asking the Muxalon the Lo Bodek? It's a case that we know the Bedika was not done. And this Isha is Evid. And this cotton says, Hani, bedak, we did the bdik ourselves. Ma'u detem lolem nu rabbanon. We shouldn't believe them. Kamash malon. Cave in the bdikas chomets the mid rabbanon who. With the rise of bitu be'al masagile. Hem nu rabbanon. So, the woman says, she did a bedika. The katan said he did a bedika. The eved said he did a bedika. And since only with Rabbanu we believe, oops, wait one sec. So Tosus jumps up with a kasha. Tosus kasha is avogad b'chol dova shehu biyadam namninu lunu noshim v'avodim kilumidaraisa maisim b'chol yom. Okay. So if you take a look in Rabbeinu David is very, talks a lot to give a lot of clarity. He said, listen, this is din edus and this is din nemonis. And in nemonis, and Isha has full nemonis. That's not a shaila. That's completely not a shaila. He says, she has nemonis. But we have a whole different other issue happening here. Here, there's a Gemara, it's a Gemara in Yavamis, a Gemara in Ksubis, and a Gemara in Gittin, that pays them at base. The Gemara in Yavamis, in Ha'isha Rabbah, says like this. Ha'isha Shehalach Baal, Daf Pezayin Omid Beis. Ha'isha Shehalach Baal Medinas Hayam. And they said her husband died. Okay. So now the question is, the Gemara begins questioning, how is it that we are ma'amin in Eid Echad and Isha and Eved a cotton on Meis Baila? And why? And the Gemara says like this. He says, Gemara says, "Mi dami hotzem lo es chazik isura, hoche es chazik isura." The Eishes Ish. Vein dava shebeyev apochas mishnai. The Gemara says two things, and the question Rishonim they are whether it's two things or one thing. It's chazik isura. There's cheskes isura, and there's another halacha, not only about a cheskes isura. There's a halacha that it's in Dovah Sheer, but Pachat Mishnayim, she's an Eishes Ish. I want to be Mater and Eishes Ish Le'alma. Now, if I want to, when do I need Eidos and when I don't need Eidos? Okay. So you take a look in Gittin, the Bezim at Beis. The Gemara is talking about a shliach who brings a get from Dinas Hayam. And we want to know how we believe him. And he says, Eidechonem b'isurim. Eimid amrit Eidechonem b'isurim. The Gemara says, when? Kagon chaticha sofek shel chaylev, sofek shel shuman. I have a piece of chaylev. I don't fat. I don't know if it's chaylev or shuman. And there's no eschazik isur. Abu Hochid eschazik isur a dieshes ish. Have you dover shaber vein dover shaber pochas mishnai? More again, says eschazik isur and says eshes ish. Says Tosis. Hi, did not go to Shabbat Yavah Omeri, Gimishum, the Isha Rabbah, the Gemara there in Yavamis, that pay chesom and aleph, Bishar Yisur a Torah, come on, Tevel, the Hector Shakonomas, from Sapkalon. The question is as follows. So Tosa says, and if you take a look here in Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis, in a very short way, the Ramban, the Rashba, all Rishonim say, the Gemara there in Yevamos, Daf Peches, Peizayin Amud Beis and Peches, isn't clear whether in the case of Eschazik Isura I rely on Nemonus or I need Eidos. But here, when the Gemara wanted to make a point in a definitive way, it says, because it is a Dover Shabi Erva. V'labi Yod, V'im Toma, Eid Echa, Nemo, B'shar, V'isura, V'fiv Eschazik Isura, V'labi Yodo, Amai Yitzuchim. Okay, that's number one. Now, Tosus throws in something B'yodo, which the Gemara there talks about. Now, B'yodo has to be understood in a broader sense. B'yodo doesn't mean, since I can make, for instance, Tevel, I said I take off Trumas and Maisers. But since I, if I want, I can take it off now, believe me. So some people in a very simple-minded way assume a hetz works with a din migo. It's not with a din migo whatsoever. It's a separate halacha entirely. What is that halacha? That halacha says like this, and this is the way the Rosh in the fifth parak of Gittin explains it. He has there in the middle of the fifth parak of Gittin, look, you'll see the Rosh has all sorts of klalim in Eidech Nem Bisur. One of them is Biyada. For instance, a woman takes a chicken to a shochet, and she comes home, and now this chicken is a live chicken. It's Becheskes Issur. She comes home with a shechted chicken and says, okay, the shochet shechted. I is a Becheskes Issur. The answer is Biyada. Why? She could have shechted, but she doesn't know anything about shechita. She could have learned and trained, but she was gone for 15 minutes. She couldn't have done it in the time. So what does biyado mean? It has nothing to do with the dinner meal. The answer is, the Rosh explains, there's a loch of nemud odom al atzma. A person has a certain nemonis about his things on which he has a bailus on. Now, something, is bailus is not only something that I own. Bailus is also something that I have control over or potential control over. And a woman has potential control. Since she has potential control, she can learn shechita, and she can train herself as a shayche. So therefore, she has potential control whether it's shechta, so it gets her a din bailin, and therefore she's ne'emon on it. So that's why Tosis both in Gittin and Tosis and Psochem talk about biyodo. Now, what does Tosis and Gittin say? Here, that base on the base. He says, "In Toma, Idecha never be soon Bishari Sura. Afilu is Chazik Isura. The Ainu Biyada. Why do we need a Pasuk for Sofer Lole Alma?" And this is, there's a special just because of that a woman's Namon when she counts Shiva Nikia. Why? And if you take a look and be shown them there, and get in that base and base, they discuss. Now let's get back to Abatosis. Now, this is background. And if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simon Kufchov Zayin, Siv Gimel, in the Ramah, Paskins, Ischazik Yisur, Eina Biyodo, you don't say Dechonem Yisur. You need Eidos. Now, here, Tosus says like this. See, notice, he points out the word biyodom. Since everything is chasik isura, and it's biyodom, we believe them. See, he views shechita as biyado, even though this woman has no clue of what shechita is about. She never learned hilchos shechita, she has no clue what hilchos shechita is about. She's squeamish in blood, and she wouldn't touch a chalaf. Still, it's biyado. She, if he wants, potentially can control the situation. And the Rosh said that gives her din bailim on it, and it's a nemonos and shalom. The Rosh in the fifth parak again. Wait 1 second. What is Tosis telling us implicitly? He's being madame. Because chametz, the mokum she, there is a cheskas isur. I showed you the Ran says explicitly. Our case is cheskas isur. Tosis also, and all the Rishonim here, when they're all handling with everything they're doing, are telling you something important. That in the case of Bayi Shemachnis and Bochomet is a cheskas isur. That's not a for question. And the whole din of whether we believe the woman or we don't believe the woman, Eve is, since it is biyada, and the cheska says, so we should believe her, so why here does the penron drop on her? But you see, there's an important thing. That's what I went to, said at the very beginning, today and yesterday, that we're dealing with a situation that you have to have a bayis baduk. And it made tremendous sense with the Yerushalmi. I showed you that the Gra quotes in two places that the din is to have a mug. The bayis has to be meshuma. The bayis has to be baduk. So what is so? Tosis has a simple kasha. It's the same kasha. All Rishonim ask. You have a cheskes. This would be yado. And a woman's neman and the rice like just like shkita, just like nikra agid, just like trumas and maisre. So why here do I have to come up that it's a drabbanon? That's Tosis kasha. Tosis answers. You have me the rice on my meal. Mishum, the ketircha yeserta, vetzarach dig the godo, the mucha be Yerushalmi. Shem afarishim ne, shenoshim atzloni osem. Okay. Now, a number of Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi. And it took pshatim in the Yerushalmi. You take a look in the Meiri. The Meiri said, the question is, are women better b'dikas chametz, or women are worse than b'dikas chametz? So, one day in the Meiri says, they're better b'dikas chametz. Why? What does it have to do with atzlanios? It says as follows, men have a job. They come home from work at night to do b'dikas chametz. They're tired. They can't concentrate. Woman hasn't been working at her job all day. So she has an open mind and a greater menuchas hanefesh to be able to do a good job. Take a look at the Meiri, he brings that pshat. Most Rishonim don't bring that pshat. Most Rishonim bring a pshat that this requires tremendous attention to detail, number one. And it's number two, attention detail. It's attention detail when you don't know you're going to find something. If you know you're going to find something, oh, the thrill of finding something at the end is wonderful. Maybe that's why people put some chametz out to make sure you find it. But here, you don't know you're going to find anything. And it requires a lot of detail. You have to go into every nook and cranny. And therefore, in such a situation, it's not, without being a drabbanan, we wouldn't have required edus, not ne'emonus. Utchumin drabbanan, me'em nini lehu, le'isha v'yevet v'lo kotten. When the Tanya parakeets Amarfim, Afilu ever, Afilu Shivcha, Nemanis Loma, I can't hum Shabbos. Avakhtanam Lo, the greed for him, the Hosh of Lebi Shmain, Soph Parakshain Dixubis, Elon the Mono Hoi Begodlum, Asher Obekotten, I can't Hainamach Mahalcham Shabbos, Mashra, Avakhtanam Lo, Hainamishum, the Truman, and Beyodam Clown, Lakach and Nemonim Kamo, Bibdikas Chomets. Okay. He says, goes like this. What is the Shail of Tchum Shabbos? Aloch in Tchum is that I can. There are two types of Tchum Shabbos. Tosis seems to be of the opinion, and it's not so simple. I don't want to go into it because this would take us off. Tchum Shabbos is Ischazik Yisur. He says. After figuring out Chum Shabbos around the city is a very detailed calculation. The whole fifth perek of Erevin is how to make that detailed calculation. Now, and then they used, around every city, they used to have different signposts where the Chum ended. So, that's not biyodo. It's a fact. It is or it's not. So, Tosu says, an isha is nemon, and an eved is nemon, even it's a schazik yisurvi ain't biyodo, because it's a drabbon. So, what is Tosu telling us? Tosu is telling us a very deep idea here. What's halacha v'atzlanios? Halacha v'atzlanios is that in the case of Ischazik Yisur, it's biyodo. But if it's a certain thing, But teva advarim, I'm not going to do such a thorough job. So that means it's not biyata. So he says, but in a draw, how do I know that this is the pshat? I know that this is a pshat from tchum. Tchum is a schazik yisura, it's ain't a biyata. But, and ish and ever on them one, so too here in chometz, and ish and ever on them one, to say, we did a b'dikas chametz. He says, but here there's a bigger chiddush. And Tosa doesn't explain that. That here a cotton is ne'amon to say about himself, I did a b'dikas chametz. And even in Tchum Shabbos and a drabonon is chazik yisura ain't a b'yodo, he's not ne'amon. Tosa never explains that. Okay. I'm not going both in the case of Smoch Mutul Chazoka and Nemonas Bischazik Yisur. I'm not going into in detail. These are side topics. Now, I just wanted to give you some sort of way of understanding what was happening here as you go through the Rishonim. These are gigantic, major topics, each one by themselves, and with all sorts of sugyas and all sorts of subtleties that have to be done in a very refined manner. Now, the Gemara continues. Now we get into a very important topic. Part of it's a side topic. And here, because Nogeya Tekama Vakama Vakama Halacha Lamaisa, we will go into that. And the Sugim Nechalei Le'inish Leva Mitzvah B'Memoni. The Gemara says like this. Iboyelhu. Hamas Gebayas L'Chaveiro B'Chazoka B'Cheskas Bodek. I rented to you the Cheskas Boduk. Mutso'o she'enu Boduk. And I found out it's not Boduk. Mahu. Mi hevi ke mekachto. So long. Is it a mekachto or not? Says Rashi. Vi imbo ha'socha lachsebo. And the socha wants to change his mind. Ayidei alilotsvi complains. Veloma lo kach shocharti. Ein. Tnai Shalonu Kayo Mahu Lachso. Again, he changed his mind. Toshma Yom Rabbi. Abai says, "Lo meboyi bi asu de lo yohavi agra ubodko." It's not a question he can't in a place that people don't hire cleaning crews to come and do the bdikas chametz. Ela. Why? The fact that I thought I was potter from the mitzvah, and I find out I'm chayiv in the mitzvah, a person should be happy to be chayiv in mitzvah. Okay. But let's say the person says, and we'll see the Lechem Mishnah says, the person says, I'm not happy. Yeah, I should be happy. I'm not so from, I'm not happy. My mitzvahs are a pain in the neck, speaking of chumah is a pain in the neck. Still, the Gemara says, no, he can't say that. He can't say, and therefore it's a mekach tor. No, I can't say that. Filva asu de yovi agra ubodki, but even a place the minig is, they hire people to do the bdikas chometz for them. Why nechle the inyan shekum mitzvah mona? People will want to do a mitzvah with their money. Okay. Now, what does this mean? So, here. This halacha, nechaleli inish lasos mitzvah mona, you find brought in Shulchan Aruch in three cases. One is in Simon Yudalid in Orachayim, Hilchas Tzitzis. I come into Shul. Simon Yudalit. I come into shul, and I don't have my talus. I sit down, I see there's a talus there. Mutol litol talus chaveiro ulavora chalecho. Yudalit dalit. And I can make a bracha. Vuvad. And here he quotes the Rosh. It's Rosh Nechulin. Perkol abosim. Shiyak belosa in motzam ukubels. I found it folded. I have to fold it the same way I found it. Huadin, says the Rambam, tefillin. Avol also lulmo misfarim shel chaveiro below daito. I can't learn with someone's farim without his. The chashin shemayikro somebody mudo. But I'm afraid I may tell them. That's one halacha. We're going to get into this in a very detailed way. And if you take a look, I'll just give right now we're beginning to get into it. I want to just have an introduction today. And Mirza Shembly and Eder tomorrow is going in a very detailed way. It's halacha in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Gros says, where did he get this halacha from? He got this halacha from Psachim Dav Dalet Amid Beis. Says the Gra. Kamo shekozit Psachim Dav Dalet Amid Beis. Okay. So, says the Gra. Why is it different than Sfarim? He says, well, that's the Gemara in Baba Tzia Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. And this, we'll see, is the question in understanding this halacha, how to put the two Gemaras together. Psachim Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Baba Tzia Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. And the Gra says, well, let me just read the Gemara in Bob Metzia Chav Tesamid Beis. Omamar, Hashol Sefer Torah Mechavero, if I'm borrowing Sefer Torah from you, Harzelo Yashlenu La'acha, I can't give it away to someone else. Mayer Sefer Torah, Afilu, Kol Milinami, if I'm a shoel of your car, a shoel of whatever I am, I can't be marshal and a shoel or shoel a hashel. That's the standard halacha we know in Bar Mitzvah in general. A resh lokish can't shun a rebbe, ain't a shoel or shoel a hashel, ain't a sochel or shoel a hashel. Sefer Torah is sochel. No, there's a separate halacha. Ma would the tame I would have thought. Nechalei li inish levin mitzvah mamonei. That I lent you a Sefer Torah to do a mitzvah with it. I don't mind if somebody else does a mitzvah with it. No. See, I would have said that. Kamash Milam, we don't say that. Nechalini should have a mitzvah with Mimona. Ooh, wow. So, Gross says, wait one second. How do you put the Gemara in Psachim, Dav Dalet, together with the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. Okay. So the Rosh says, what is it? So what did the Rosh, when the Rosh brings this in Chulin, Periches and Kavov, he says, why do you have to falter? I don't mind if a mitzvah is done with my money. No, I'm very happy someone can do a mitzvah with my money. But what I don't want is, I don't have to lose by it. And if I'm afraid that the sefer I lent will get torn, so that's a potential loss for me. So I'm not machuyef. But it's not only for loss of money. The Rosh throws in an extra condition. The Rosh says, you know what? Not only a loss of money, if I found the talis neatly folded, and I just flop it down. So even, I don't mind if you use my chayfah to do a mitzvah. I'm very happy to do a chayfah to do a mitzvah. But I don't have to make a tircham. And what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to take a tircham of folding it up again? I'm not interested. So it's not only a loss of money, it's even not such a big tircham. The tircham folding the talis up again. That's how the Gra interprets this halacha, which is based on a Rosh. And he says, and the Ufikach, that is how we put together the Gemara in Baba Metzia and the Gemara in in Psochem. But wait one second. It ain't so simple. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Resh Mem Tes, Hilchos Lulav, Shulchan Aruch says like this. And this has to be understood because here we see the Shulchan Aruch doesn't take this so lightly or so simply. He says, the halacha is that in the first day, Sukkos, I need a din lochem. The lulav and esrog have to belong to me. But on the second day, Sukkos, the rest of Sukkos, I'm Yotzei B'shol, even if it's borrowed, he says. Umutu litol simen tof reish mem tes. Sif Dalet in the Ramoth. Umutu litol lulav shel chavero. I can take my chavez lulav below das chaver without asking. Bishar hayomim on other days. Tendech leilinish namev mitzvah mona. The heavy kishol, tumas hadesh and simen kuf, upsokos simen kuf nades. Wow. So here we see something a little more. I can't take a talus sheula and make a bracha on it if I don't have kinyon eshaila. Kinyon eshaila, whether it's enough talus sheula, not talus sheula, is a whole discussion. He doesn't mind. He's enabling me to have kinyone shaila. Says the Ramah. The Rosh says that. But on the first day, Sukkos, I need a matana manas lahachse. Is he implicitly giving it to me as a matana manas? No. So there it's only good for the other days. Wait one second. He wasn't makna. The das makna is, because it's a chazoka, that he's interested in enabling me to do a mitzvah. Enabling me to do a mitzvah. So, what difference does it make? Matana mazach or shayla? Apparently there's a difference. Apparently it's not so simple as a chazoka. If it's enough, then therefore I can use it. It's not just using it. I have to get kinyonim. Even in talis I have to get kinyonim. And if even in Talis I have to get kinyonim, that chazoka nechalin yishev nitzimonah is an implicit das makna for kinyone shayla. So why is it not an implicit das makna for matana maslahach from even the first day? Here we have a long draw. And we'll see the Rishonim talk about this, Achronim talk about this. It's a major issue. Now we come to our halacha of Bedikas Chometz. If you take a look in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes our sugya, he says like this: Hamaske bayis becheske shehu boduk. Hamaske the house on the assumption is boduk. V'nimtza sheina boduk. Ala socha livdok. V'enu mekachtos. Socha has to do it. Avi mochem shebodukim beschar sher mitzvah hu osim. He's doing a mitzvah. So, take a look on the Magid Mishnah. It says, V'hara, oh, kosa b'shem Ramban. The Ra in the name of the Ramban. The Pshitulu. The Vade boy l'shlumele. Wait one second. Here. So that means, if it's standard minute that everyone brings in a cleaning crew to do Bikas Chometz, and I found out the Bedikas Chometz wasn't in, and I brought in a cleaning crew to do a Bedikas Chometz, I can turn around to the masker and says, okay, I did it. I laid out the money, but you have to reimburse me. You have to reimburse me. So what is Nechilei Le'inish Le'vimitzvah B'moni? I'm not losing it. I lay out the money and I'm getting it back. But there's no loss. Similar to what we said previously. We're going to have to refine it and get it out very exactly. Because I specifically told you that it was baduk. I specifically told you it was baduk, and it turned out not to be baduk. So therefore, amanaskein, I took it, and therefore I had to do the bedikah. I had to spend the money on it, and you have to reimburse me. Avo ibayin lon. Why? The Gemara didn't have a question in reimbursement. The Gemara had a simple shaila. The Gemara had a shaila if it's a mekachtos, seven mekachtos. And even if the person wants to reimburse him, but whether it's a mekachtos, he can. Upashita by lo nechle nishna mitzvah nafshim. Avo lemoni came the sof sof. Also lishtalu mimene. Holav hochi lamrina lahai time. I can't defend. And what say the masker says, too bad, I'm not paying. No. Then he can mevatel the mekach. Then it is a mekach to us. Because we don't say the halacha of nechel enish lev mitzvah memona, where he has to lose. But if he's not losing, and he's getting reimbursed, so nechel enish lev mitzvah memona, yes, I laid out the money, I'm getting the money back. So my money is being used for a mitzvah, even though I don't lose anything. So therefore, that's the Ramban says, and that is very similar to what we saw before in the Rosh. That I don't mind you using my money for a mitzvah, as long as I don't lose anything. But if you take a look here in the Ran, it isn't so simple. If you take a look here in the Ran, here in Psochim, Ron says, even if you don't get the money back, Ron says, you have to go, tomorrow, Blinetta will go through the entire Ron and says, Inin Dina, Shagnim Tarim Maskin, the low heavy mekachtos, the nechlein ish lakayim mitzvah, afil b'mode, lo motzi tovele socha lemaskir madi apakole, and the socha cannot ask the masker for the money. Shere lo hanu lemaskir klaut, the mitzvah b'lchud hu deram yolei the masker, kavlo over lekach yuva the memona le klaut, kach nirali. Okay, mitzvah shembli netter tomorrow. Here we have to see the three halachas in Shulchan Aruch and those kelim in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Tof Lamed Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, when in Hilchas Bdikas Chometz, where there's a Magen Avraham, and there's Rishonim here, we'll have to go through this in a very clear way, because I'd like to be able, hopefully tomorrow, maybe it'll take an extra shir beyond that, to define very clearly for you what this halacha is of Nechel Eilin Ish Mitzvah Mora. You come into a base medrash, and there's a sefer there. And you want to use the sefer. And the owner of the sefer is in the bathroom. Can you pick it up and use it? Wow. So the Ramot says, maybe you'll tear it. If you take a look in Bab Metzia there, in Choftesim Abbeis, in the Ramban, and all the Rishonim, the name of the Ramban, it's not so simple what the Ramot says. That how much of a possibility of danger is there? Nowadays, our svarim are relatively cheap. Then svarim were very expensive. Now, the way we have svarim, they don't tear that easily. So you have to take a look there in Bar Metzia. Because what I'm trying to do is now focus on this klal of Nechel Eilin Ish Lev Mitzvah B'Moneh, to define it when we apply it, to understand the difference between the different mitzvahs. I gave you three instances in Shulchan Aruch. Number one, tzitzis, where Rama also quotes tefillin and svarim. Number two, bedikas chametz. And number three, lulav, finesse. Mitzvah Shembli Neder, tomorrow will continue.